Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for hanging out with me. Suzanne Mulvihill is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the author of Employee to Entrepreneur. She is the lady who basically coined the term and defined the work called emotional endurance, especially with regard to entrepreneurship. And she's been traveling the world lately, proclaiming the realities of emotional endurance, also known as GUTS. And she's here to talk to us about that right now. Suzanne Mulvihill, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you here. And Jay Mitra is supposed to join us, but he's in England, and we're trying to coordinate all that, folks. So we'll let you know if he joins us. Suzanne, you just got back from Finland, didn't you?
I got back from Finland, yes, just about two weeks ago.
Isn't Scandinavia magnificent?
It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful countryside. Absolutely beautiful. Great chocolate,
too. Haven't been to Finland, but I've been to Sweden, and I've been to Stockholm. Stockholm, Sweden, and Copenhagen, Denmark, and we loved it over there. And I'd like to go to Finland sometime. The people really are wonderful. They love Americans, too, don't they?
Yeah, well, it's just, you know, it's a global, we're global citizens, so it's...
But who wouldn't love you, Suzanne?
Oh, so... thank you.
Hey, so what were you doing in Finland?
I went for a conference, Jim. It was called Integrating Entrepreneurship in Universities. It was the FinPin conference, it was called.
Right, right.
And there were representatives all throughout Europe, Asia, China. There were just three organizations from the U.S., mine being one of them. There was Tulane Trinity University and University of Central Florida's Business Incubator in my company.
Right.
And it was really about the thread of what the conference portrayed was the mindset of the entrepreneur. You know, the European Commission is really studying. They study the U.S. How we do it. And I'll tell you what, Jim, they're moving ahead.
I was over there almost a year ago in Denmark speaking to them about entrepreneurship. The Danes invited me to come over and do that. And they are very curious about entrepreneurship. They want what we have.
Yeah.
But they got some structural issues, Suzanne, that are holding them back. And one of them is their relationship with failure.
Absolutely correct. And that's why the theme of this conference, Jim, I presented a topic there to a standing room only audience called Integrating Emotional Endurance into Entrepreneurship. And you're absolutely correct. They've done studies and they're aware, like there are 19%, for example, of companies in Finland that are capable of growing to the next level. And they want the growth. They want the GDP. But only 6% are willing to do it. So they're like, okay,
because if they fail, it's not just like you and me. I mean, I failed in America. You failed in America.
Yep.
And the next day, we got back on the horse and we kept riding. Over there, if you fail, that's like a scarlet letter over there.
Yeah. No, it's a social, cultural, structural.
This is something that they can fix, but it's going to take a generation.
Yeah, no, I agree, and that's why the mindset, you know, they're interested in, like, how do you connect to that? Like, we do it, you know, in the U.S., in a day, Jim, we can go online and set up a corporation here.
I could start a brand new business, bank account and all, within the hour.
I know, you know what's funny? We've done that. I know,
yeah.
I've done it.
But you can't do it. It takes weeks or months in a lot of those places. Now one thing, and now here's a couple of interesting things about that. In Denmark, that is one of the countries, and see, now, folks, we're talking about structural issues here. Denmark is one of the countries, and there aren't that many in Europe, that actually the companies are allowed to fire employees.
Wow, no, I didn't know that.
How about that?
That's interesting.
That's important.
Well,
I mean, the key to America's success is if we have an employee we don't need for whatever reason, we can get rid of them. Now that sounds, you know, to some people that may sound mean, but you know what? That employee can also do an about face and go get a job somewhere else.
Right.
Now, there's one other thing I want to throw out at you. When I was in Denmark, I learned about a Swedish study where they asked the Swedes professionally speaking, what would be the top three most important things for you to be doing? And the number one was to have a good job. Number three was to own a business. Guess what the second most desirable professional thing to be in Sweden was?
Unemployed?
Yes.
I'm shocked.
The second most desirable thing in Sweden was to be unemployed because of the social structure
that they have
over there. These are the things that I'm talking about.
Well, and you're right. They are going to take it, but they're working at it. And I have to give them a lot of credit.
The European Commission, I agree.
I mean, they understand it. And there are, fortunately, like with my company, Emotional Endurance Institute, we provide solutions. I mean, I'm even teaching professors. We have a certification now, Emotional Endurance Professor Certification. And I have several universities in Europe. One in Finland, one in Serbia, who are interested in certifying all their professors on how to teach and integrate emotional endurance into the classroom. Because, as you know, I teach entrepreneurship here. And teaching the students how to tap into that passion, how to know that they have unlimited success. Because the studies also have proven in Finland that the kids that, when they go into school, like 20% of them wanted to be starting their own business. By the time they get out of college, the number goes down to like 5%.
Yeah.
So it's like, what are we doing to them in school that it takes out their passion? So it's just, it's really nice that I feel like we're our company, we're able to make a major contribution with online training programs, Jim. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've expanded the whole scope of our company to reach organizations worldwide to help them integrate emotional endurance into their classroom, into their corporation, and
You know, folks, I got to say something, Suzanne. I was watching you nurture this idea, this dream, 6 or so years ago.
Wow! Yeah.
When it was nothing more than a gleam in your eye, and you've gone through the highs and the lows, and folks, there were times when she didn't think she wanted to do it anymore. She didn't think she could make it, but she kept coming back, and now she's an internationally recognized expert on emotional endurance for entrepreneurs. Folks, this is an example of what's great about America and about entrepreneurship. Suzanne Mulvihill, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
20 after, right back after these messages. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. Both of them there for you. To use our stuff, it'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. I want to get back to our guests quickly because we got a lot to cover in the segment left to go. Suzanne Mulvihill is our guest. She's our longtime friend and someone of whom I'm very proud because of she's lived the American entrepreneurial dream, ladies and gentlemen. And right now she's doing a lot of good work to help other people learn what she knows. And but we also have – we've been visiting with Suzanne, but now we have a new friend. Jay Mitra is head of entrepreneurship for the University of Essex in England, in I think it's the south of England. And he's with us now. Jay, are you there?
Yep, I'm very much here. Thank you.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Okay.
It's good to have you here. Say hi to your friend Suzanne.
Thanks very much. Hi, Suzanne. How are you doing?
Hi, Jay. I'm well. Thank you.
Great.
Now, to hear your voice. Now, you guys are going to be working together this summer, right?
Yes.
Indeed. Yep.
Tell us what you're going to be doing.
Suzanne, do you want to have a go first?
No, Jay, I want you to go.
Okay, you want me? Okay. Well, I think we'll be doing an enormous range of things. I think, firstly, the most important thing is that we are trying our very best to sort of ensure that Suzanne's great emotionalendurance.com project gets underway in the UK. So that is our, if you like, our prime sort of target to develop over here. So we hope to do that with Suzanne and see how we can facilitate a new business creation using some of the tools and techniques that Suzanne has developed and pioneered and see how they can apply in the UK. So that's the first thing. And, of course, extend the scope of our own business school here, which is a unique school because it focuses on entrepreneurship and looks at ways in which we can actually generate probably what is the most important thing that is guiding and developing and directing both institutions as well as businesses right across the world, and that is entrepreneurship and innovation. So we will be working together on both fronts.
How did you find out about Suzanne? Jay, I've known Suzanne for 7 or 8 years. I fell in love with her and what she was doing a long time ago, right in front of my wife too, by the way.
I really object to this. You beat me to it.
I saw her on television last night and on the Donnie Deutsch's Big Idea, and I realized I'd almost forgotten how beautiful she is. But Jay, tell us how you came to find Suzanne.
Well, you know, like you probably, I'm attracted to similar beauty and gorgeousness, especially of the mind, and I think sort of, you know, Suzanne, I met serendipity and telepathy, and of course, you know, typically the network and of people and ideas, and that's how I got connected with Suzanne first in the UK, and then she came over to one of our workshops that we were holding in at our university, and I think she liked it, and I think we liked each other, and thought we would be doing a hell of a lot more than just sort of linking up. Yeah. And cross the pond, really, and establish some real good connections.
Okay, Suzanne, now you can tell us your thoughts on this.
Well, thank you. I actually, you know, it goes back to just networking. And, Jay, I think you were in charge of an event, like, four years ago?
That's right, yeah.
And that's how I originally contacted you about coming to speak.
Yes, indeed, you're right.
At a university event, and then
yes, you're
if you
right.
if you remember, Jim, when you had called me a few years ago, and I was like,
yep.
Jim, I can't work on emotional endurance for a while.
Yeah.
I'm taking
yeah.
a break. I'm going
into real estate or
something. Yeah. I did. I swear to God. And I went to Europe for a month. And while I was over there, I made a number of business contacts, and Jay was one of them. And I went to his workshop. So the thing is, we never know, like. Within 24 hours, I got the call about being on the Big Idea with Donnie Deutsch. I flew up there and back yesterday. So you just don't know with entrepreneurship what's next.
Here's what you did, Suzanne. You never stopped meeting the world halfway.
Thank you.
That's what entrepreneurs do, Jay. Is they go out and they meet the world on their worst day.
Absolutely.
Entrepreneurs meet the world halfway. On their best day, they go a little farther. But you can never stop meeting the world halfway. And by that, I mean doing what you did, Suzanne. You got up off your backside. You went out into the marketplace, wherever that might be. You shook hands with somebody and said, "Hi, I'm Suzanne. How do you like me so far?"
And even while I didn't think I was building my business anymore, you know, it's just, it becomes a way of life. Networking, meeting people, becoming a global citizen, that it's no longer just in our backyard and 20 miles away. It's worldwide.
And everything Suzanne just said, folks, you can do in your town. You don't have to go to New York to do it, or Washington, or London. You can do it in your town right now. It's an exercise right now. Jay, I got about a minute left. Tell us what you guys are going to be doing.
I think sort of, you know, the most important thing that we'll be doing together is to stretch and innovate, and across a number of fronts. You were absolutely right. All businesses start local, but they can have global reach, especially thanks to technology, but more importantly, thanks to creative thinking. And I think that's one of the things that Suzanne and I will work together in order to establish sort of new frontiers in developing new ventures, social enterprises, and actually giving people the scope for developing something very, very exciting and new, especially in times when the economies might be booming, but there are not enough jobs to go around, and so people shouldn't be despairing.
Jay, give us, you got a website you want to give us? It's not one of those government websites?
No, no, it's not a government one. It's a university one. It's HTTP colon forward
slash. Go ahead.
Slash
we know all that. Go ahead. What's
okay, all of that, www.essex.ac.uk/.
No, Jay. That's one of those governments. I'm not going to let you get that. That branch is nuts. You got to come up with a better. Hey, Suzanne, give us your website.
EmotionalEndurance.com.
Okay. See there? Now, Jay, that's what you got. One thing you got to learn from Suzanne. Hey, will you guys come back at the end of the summer and give me a report? Follow-up
report? Absolutely. I'm heading over there tonight.
Suzanne, I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much, Jim. Thanks,
see you,
Jay.
See you, ladies. See you, Jay. Thanks. Quick break. Right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.